Tonight is Monday, October 22nd, or Zayin Cheshvan. When you're supposed to start saying the same Talamata Levracha, not like us in the Chutz Laretz who wait until December the 5th to follow the rain needs of Iraq, Bavel. We follow the rainy needs of Iraq. And we are up to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. It just goes to show you how certain things never change. The Rush had proposed a change in the halacha of a saint Talamata Levracha. And he came in the 12th century and he said, this is absurd. Absurd. We in Chutz Laretz should say the saint Talamata Levracha based on Iraq's rain season. There should be one of two halachas. Either you begin saying the saint Talamata Levracha on Zayin Cheshvan all over the world to follow Eretz Yisrael, which started tonight, or you follow the rainy season of your country. Whatever the rainy season of your country is, and it'll depend. Certain countries have different rain. That's when you should say the Saint Talamat Tov Racha. So his brother, Rabbi Yechiel, who is we call Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, the Rush's brother, wrote him a letter saying, Usher, if you're going to do this, nobody's going to talk to you. None of the Rabbanim are going to talk to you. You're going to be put in Cheirim. What else is new? You know, you make a change. Change, God forbid, change. Okay. We are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, rather. And before we actually continue the Gemara, I want to share with you two observations. One, a very interesting Or Sameach. And here is the issue which we came across last week on the fourth line of the Gemara. The Gemara had cited a machloikis as to what the status of Sukkah is on Shmini Sufik Shvi'i. What status does Shmini Atzeres have in relationship to the mitzvah of Sukkah, which might still be Hoshana Rabbah, right? Especially at a time when we are dealing with Bizman HaRe'iyah, when they're in Chutz Laretz, there is a real legitimate suffix, whether today is the 21st day of the month or the 22nd day of the month. Fine. So the Gemara quoted a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara said that, initially the Gemara said, that everybody, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, were of the opinion that you eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The only debate was whether you make a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah or not. Rav says you make a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, and Rabbi Yochanan says you don't make a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah. And then Rabbi Yosef piped up and said, I want you to establish the halacha in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that you eat, but you do not make a bracha. How do I know? Because Rav Huna Bar Bizna, the Chol Gedol Hador, on the fourth line, Rav Huna Bar Bizna, the Chol Gedol Hador, Iklu Besuka Beshmini Safek Shvi, they once encountered in Chutz La'aretz Shmini Atzeres, which was still possibly Hoshana Rabbah, Mesiv Heve Yasve, they sat in the Sukkah, Bruche Lo Bruche, they did not make a bracha. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma Sviralu Kimandi Yomar Kivan Shabirech Yom Tavrish and Shuvenim Mavarech. Maybe that's not the reason why they didn't make a bracha. Maybe they believe that in theory you're supposed to make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. So why didn't they make a bracha? Because they were of the opinion of another machloikis that the only time you make a bracha on Sukkah is the first night. That's it. After the first night, you never make another bracha. So what proof do you have that by virtue of the fact that Rav Huna Bar Bizna, the Chol Gedol Hador, did not make a bracha when they ate in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Because you don't make a bracha. The reason why they didn't make a bracha is because they were of another opinion, that whenever you eat in the Sukkah, you only make a bracha the very first night. So the Gemara answered, no, you can't entertain that possibility. Why? Gemiri d'mei efer asu. We have a tradition that where was Rav Huna Bar Bizna throughout the Yontif of Sukkot? He was out on the fields. He was watching behemoths. He was acting like a shepherd. And a shepherd is exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. So throughout the Yontif of Sukkot, Rav Huna Bar Bizna did not go into the sukkah. If he didn't go into the sukkah, when was the first time that he entered the sukkah? The night of Shemini Atzeres. If he had been of the opinion that on Shemini Atzeres you make a bracha, this would have been his first time, and he should have made Leishet Basukkah the first, and that would have been the first time. Since he did not make a bracha of Leishet Basukkah, must be the halacha is that on Shemini Atzeres you do not make a bracha. Yeah, that's what it says. Rav Huna Bar Bizna and all Gedolei HaDor. Just imagine a generation. The Rav, Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Moshe, all tending to the flock. Gedol Choder, it's unbelievable Gemara. And none of them went into the sukkah throughout the whole Yontif of Sukkot, because they were watching the Shepsala. And in fact, this is not made up. Please go back to Daf Chavav Amud Aleph for a second, just to substantiate this indeed is the halacha. Chavav Amud Aleph, for 1 second. About a little less than a third of the way down. A little more than a third of the way down. Tanu Rabbanan. There's a dalet next to the word Shomrei Ha'ir, and a little gimel in a parentheses. Everybody have the place? Oh, you don't have the place because you don't have. Okay, so you have the early advice. So you just have to trust me. The Gemara says, it's a braisa. Shomrei Ha'ir, Bayom Pturim in Asuka, Shomrei Bayom Pturim in Asuka Bayom. A guard who is supposed to watch, a city guard, if he's on duty during the day, he doesn't have to go into the sukkah. Because if he's going to go into the sukkah, he can't watch. V'chayav balayla. Shomer ha'ir balayla, pturim in asukkah balayla. V'chayav mayam. Somebody who's a guard posted at night, you're supposed to do your job. Watch to make sure you're not attacked. Don't be a frumayid and go into the sukkah and say, I have to eat in the sukkah. No, don't eat in the sukkah. Shomer ha'ir bein bayomu bein balayla p'tur min asukkah. If you're a guard that's assigned 24-hour duty, you don't go into the sukkah at any time. Shomrei ginos upardesim p'turin bein bayomu bein balayla. People who are watching fields. All you know, he said you're a, like the Gemara also says, a shomer kishuim. You're watching a cucumber field to make sure that a thief doesn't come. Such a person, see, he's not protecting the city from a terrorist attack. He's making sure that this field doesn't get eaten by a robber or a guy who handles cattle. He's making sure that the little shepsela, nobody takes any of the sheep. They are pturin. Ask the Gemara, v'le'ef de sukkah hasal. Why don't they make a sukkah out there next to the field and make a little sukkah? What's the big deal? Amar Abaye, Teshvu Kein Taduru. Teshvu Kein Taduru. What does that mean? Teshvu Kein Taduru. So Rashi explains, when you build your sukkah, you're supposed to bring your fine china into the sukkah. You're supposed to bring your bed into the sukkah. You're supposed to bring everything nice into the sukkah. Well, this guy is 20 miles from his house. It's a little difficult to schlep all your china from your house into the sukkah. A little difficult to schlep your bed. So therefore they exempted him from sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Huna Bar Bizna, going back to our Gemara, Rav Huna Bar Bizna was indeed exempt from sukkah. The Or Sameach, which I photostated for you, says, this is a pele. I can't imagine that Rav Huna Bar Bizna, v'chol gedolei hador, would place themselves in a situation where they would not be eating in the sukkah because they were watching somebody's field on sukkahs. I can't imagine it. So look at the, I bracketed here on the front side of the page, v'gemarva mem zayin amid aleph, v'dil savrilu hu kimandi omar kevin shabiruch yantav rishon. Maybe the reason why they didn't make a bracha was because they held you only make a bracha the first night. Answered the Gemara of Gemiri, they may efer also. Me'od yipale, es is bamir agresiv vunker. Me'od yipale, I am perplexed. V'chol gedolei hador lo aso oz in sukkas mitzvah? All of the gedolei hador didn't build the sukkah?
to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah? That's strange. Very strange. Parenthetical remark, Ravon Lichtenstein has a very famous article where youth groups asked him whether or not, B'nai Akiva and others, whether or not they can schedule tiyulim on Sukkot or not. Schedule a tiyul? What's the issue? If you schedule a tiyul and you're eating somewhere, you're traveling around, hiking and so, can't shlep a sukkah with you. Now the halacha is that holchei drachim up to him in a sukkah. It's a mission. That if you travel, you're traveling, you don't have to engage in sukkah. The question which he grappled with, what is the educational message that we should be sharing with our children? Should we take them on a tiyul and say, oh, this is halacha, show me drachim? Or should we be more concerned to ingrain within them that, you know what, on the yontif of sukkahs, you make an effort to eat in the sukkah for 7 days? He grappled with this issue. So he's asking, how is it possible that Gedolei HaDor decided to become a Shomer Keshuin, decided to watch a garden and not during the Yontif of Sukkot? V'ayin Tosfos. V'niru Lefaresh says, I have a totally different explanation. D'kaimelon b'perek mokum shenoagu dachnun be'ezomer aleph d'hanu d'yadi b'kviya d'yarcha E mikle b'midbar avde melacha b'yomtov beiz ubeyishuv asur. There is a Gemara in Pesachim that says that if you happen to be in the desert for Yontif Sheni, you don't have to observe Yontif Sheni. You're allowed to do melacha. Knowing how difficult it is not to do a malacha and survive in the desert, the Chachamim said, no, first day of Yantav, of course you have to observe. Okay, it's a dindoraisa. But Yantav Sheni, which is only a Takanas Chachamim, we the Chachamim are waiving that requirement. But if you're in a well-established community, B'yishuv, also you're not allowed to do a malacha. Hochanami, Hochi Pirshu. Dehein Yadi B'kviya B'liyarcha. I believe, we mentioned this last week, that this sugya is talking about in an historical time period, not when there was a real stick of the Yoma, but what type of suffix, what type of historical time period are we dealing with? Well, we knew for a fact which day was the real day of Shemini Atzeres and which day was Shoshana Rabbah. You have to observe Yom Tov Sheni based on Minigav Hosein Obiyadein. Ube'efer heche diyasvi im sha'asu sukkah kimo da'amri sukkas roim mikol makam hei kevon shebirchu b'yom tov rishon shiyashva b'sukkah shisham lo asu rak yom tov echad. So on the first days of sukkas, where were they? In the desert. How many days of yom tov did they observe? Only one day of yom tov. So now, he's raising the question which a lot of people ask. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, but I'm flying back in Chol HaMoed. So I'm going to be in Chutz La'aretz for Shemini Atzeres. Does it make any sense that at the first half of a Yontov, I observe one day Yontov, and the second half of Yontov, you observe 2 days Yontov? And the Or Hasameach says, that's exactly what happened here. These Rabbanim had a sukkah where they were in the desert. Of course they had a sukkah. But what happened? They only observed one day Yom Tov. So now when they come back, where? When they come back into the Yishuv, there was now a possibility of suggesting that what? That they should not have to observe the takana of Yom Tov Sheni on the 2 days of Yom Tov. Why should they not have to observe the Takkan of Yantav Sheni? Because they didn't observe Yantav Sheni on the first days around. So they now paskin the halacha for us. That now when they come back into the Yishuv, they are obligated to observe the Sveik of the Yoma. So where did they go when they came back into the city? And where did they go? They came back where? And they observed, and they went, where did they eat their meals of Shemini Atzeres? In the sukkah. And did they make a bracha? No, they did not make a bracha. He says, if they did not make a bracha, this now supports the opinion that what do? That on Shmini Atzeres, Yesuvi Yasvina, Brucha Yoba Varchina, you sit but you don't eat the sukkah. Without coming to the conclusion that what? Without coming to the conclusion that what? That these Gedolei HaDor didn't observe sukkahs for 7 days.
Now you didn't answer the question with Gemara.
No, it still does.
The Gemara said that maybe they didn't say a bracha because they
don't. That's correct.
No, I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
They made a bracha the first day now.
Of course they made a bracha.
Yeah, but they didn't make a bracha for another reason. Not because
right.
They
right.
Make the bracha for another reason. Because they held. Because
no,
they,
but the Gemara's question is maybe they didn't. We can't learn the fact that they didn't make a bracha because maybe they hold like the person who says you make one bracha only.
Right.
So now you just set up a case where they are made the bracha. So how do you refute that question according to the Rosh Hashanah?
The what?
The Gemara says.
You're right. That's he doesn't answer that question. He doesn't. How do you answer the question? Maybe they held that you only spoke. See, he answers that question. Maybe the first night of Sukkot they were sick. So that's his next thing. But he says that. The oy, the afilu chaylu mitzdari and the rishiv leyashu b'sukkah like baruch adyom shvi. Say, I don't want to go into that. The reason why I mentioned this is because he entertains that split case that there would have been a possibility that these people should not have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres by virtue of the fact that they were exempt from observing Yontif Sheni the first 2 days around.
Why would that exempt?
Because you would think that the Yontif is a totality. So if it's a totality, you can't have a split decision. Either you observe the Yontif of Sukkot 2 days, or you observe the Yontif of Sukkot 1 day. Nishtahin and Nishtahin.
And he ruled, no, that's what happens. I just wanted to show you this.
Told him in the Midbar the first time.
What?
Why would the Gedolim in the
Midbar? That much I can't...
The same question?
No. No. That, you can ask, they were traveling someplace. Maybe they were traveling. We don't know. But to suggest that they didn't observe the Yontif of Sukkot because they were watching some flock, that's a little difficult, says the Or Sameach. Yes?
If you hold at the time of the actual Re'eo, when there's a real Suffolk, does anybody address the issue of Suffolk, Bakas Hakel, and why would we...
Yeah, the Rambam addressed that issue last week. And the Rambam said that we ignore that shelo asel zulzule. You could ask that question in general about Yontif Sheni.
Well, no one's saying not to be kiddish. You're talking about now the way
you no, but yeah, so they eat matzah, but don't say alachinas matzah the second night. What? Why do you say shelo asel zulzule? The Rambam said all Yontif Sheni is just that people should not be mizalzel in Yontif Sheni. That's why they overruled the general principle of Suffolk Brachos Lahakel. Suffolk Brachos Lahakel. I mentioned at the Shir on Shmi Atzeres, the Rav once said that the fact that so many of Klal Yisrael don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is proof positive that the Rambam was right, that the Gemara was right. Because we don't make a bracha, so you don't take it seriously. That's why you don't eat in the Sukkah. If the Hadlacha had been that you have to make a bracha of Leishir Basukkah, everybody would be eating in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So the minig of Klal Yisrael substantiates the concern of Dilma Aser Lizuzulei Bey. But I wanted to show you this Or Sameach. But you're right, there's a problem how he explains the next answer to Gemara. Okay, we are now smack in the middle of the page. Smack in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody at the place, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Omrim zman b'shmini shel chag, ve'ein omrim zman b'shvi shel pesach. You are supposed to recite a shehechiyanu on the Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, ve'ein omrim zman b'shvi shel pesach. But you do not recite a shehechiyanu as you make kiddush or light candles on the eve of the seventh night of Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ve'omer Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, ve'itema, others say it was not Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, but Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shahare Choluk B'Gimel Dvarim. Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos are different in three halachot. B'Sukkah, that you don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Here he's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Chutz Laaretz guy. Rabbi Yochanan is Chachme Yerushalmi, first generation Chachme Yerushalmi. So he's not talking about Chutz Laaretz.
So there is no sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. There is no lulav on Shmini Atzeres. And there is no nisach hamayim. That in the Beis HaMikdash, whereas they were menaseh mayim al gabei hamizbeach, they poured water on the mizbeach for the 7 days of Sukkot, they did not do so during the Yontav of Shmini Atzeres. Since they are chaluk in these three things, therefore Shmini Atzeres has a status of a different Yom Tov. Since it's a different Yom Tov, under those circumstances, you recite Shechiyanu. So claims the Gemara.
What do I need him to tell me that for? Read the Pesukim and you know.
No, you don't necessarily know that. Because it says, the same Pasuk says that you're supposed to observe the last day of Pesach. Bayom HaShvi'i Atzeres Tiyolachem.
It calls it a different name. It doesn't call the first day Atzeres.
No, the last day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Or Bayom HaShvi'i Atzeres Tiyolachem. On Shmini Atzeres, Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyolachem. So they're both called Atzeres. And Rashi explains why they both called Atzeres. A holding back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like a father who invites his children, Kosha Olai Prei Daschem. I'm not sick and tired of you yet. I want you to stay one more day. Then I'll get sick and tired of you. So I want you to stay one more day. So therefore he says, that proves to me that it's a separate Yom Tov. Truth be told, and that's many Achron, that Tzlach, and many ask this question. If you look at the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph for a minute, there is a little mnemonic that Shmini Regel Bifne Le'inyan Pazar Kashav. Now we're going to spend much time on that when we get to it. That there are six things which Shmini Atzeres has different than Sukkos. There are six features that distinguish Shmini Atzeres. And the question is, why didn't he just say, you know why you, and one of the six is Pazazazazar. What do? You say Shechiyanu. And it has other features as well. Why didn't he just refer to that? Why does he focus exclusively on these three things? That Shmini Atzeres doesn't have sukkah, Shmini Atzeres doesn't have lulav, Shmini Atzeres doesn't have this. So, okay, so they're truths. But let's examine his statement in the first place and use the springboard of Moshe's question. Is Shmini Atzeres actually part of Sukkot or not? And I will throw out the following question to serve as our guide. You're davening on Shmini Atzeres, and you said, Vatita lono Hashem alokeinu b'yavo, es yoyim chag ha-sukkos hazeh. That's what you said. B'yalo v'yavo, on Shmini Atzeres, es yoyim chag ha-sukkos hazeh. You finished Shmoneh Atzeres, and you realize, oh yeah, I didn't mention Shmini Atzeres. Do you have to repeat the Shmoneh Atzeres? You have to repeat Shmoneh Atzeres. So if it was Sukkot and I said Yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh, of course I have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If it's Shavuos and I said Zman Chag HaSukkot, of course you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Question is, on Shmini Atzeres, if I don't say Shmini Atzeres, are you Yotze the Shmoneh Esrei? So I'm going to back up for 1 second and share with you the three Nuschaot that have been established in relationship to Shmini Atzeres. The Ashkenaz version follows the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes the way Ashkenazim do. You write, Es Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh Zman Simchoseh. Es Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. The 8th day, which is identified as Chag HaAtzeres. That might lead to the conclusion that Shmini Atzeres is not necessarily related to Sukkot. It's the Yom HaShmini. It's called Chag HaAtzeres, not Chag HaSukkos. The Ramah says, and haven't found the shul that follows the Ramah yet, that you don't say the word Chag on Shmini HaAtzeres at all. Shelomatzinu b'mikra shenikras Chag. We have never found a pasuk that identifies Shmini HaAtzeres as a Chag. What does Chag always mean? Chag, then you have an obligation to bring Shalmei Chagiga. So we have Shalosh Pami Bashana, Yiroeh Kol Zechorcha, Espanei Hashem Elokecha, Bamakom HaShem Yevchar, B'Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, or Chag HaSukkos. Rosh Hashanah is not called a Chag, right? Yom Kippur is not called a chag, despite the fact it's a yontif. It's not called a chag, because there is no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel and bringing the korban chagiga. So too it doesn't exist on Shmini Atzeres, says the Rambam. Therefore the Rambam says you're supposed to say es yoin Shmini Atzeres hazeh. That's it. Yoin Shmini Atzeres hazeh. Both in Kiddush and in Davening. Again, have anybody seen a shul that says that? I've never seen it. The Marshal, in my opinion, has the best text. He writes that you're supposed to say es yoin hashmini atzeres hachag hazeh. Es yoin hashmini kama atzeres hachag hazeh. What does that mean? Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me the eighth day, which is the last day of what? The Yontif of Sukkos. Atzeres hachag hazeh. In which case, there is a connect. Shmini Atzeres, to some extent, is related to the Yontif of Sukkos. In what ways does Shmini Atzeres relate to the Yontif of Sukkos? Number one, that by virtue of the fact that there is no specific obligation to bring separate korbanos chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, but Shmini is tashlumin for the 7 days of Sukkos. Tashlumin. That's to say, for some reason, I couldn't get to Yerushalayim days 1 through 7. Couldn't get to Yerushalayim days 1 through 7. So the halach is, if you show up on Shmini Atzeres, you can offer your korbanos of Aliyah L'Regel, your Olak Re'iyah, and Shalmi Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres to discharge your obligation for the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, for the Yontif of Sukkos. So the mere fact that you are allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel and your Shalmi Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres for your obligation of Sukkos indicates that there is some type of connection to it.
Does not exist by Shavuos?
What?
There's no Tashlumin for Shavuos?
Midda Oraisa, no. There
is some. Is it the Oraisa level, Tashlumin?
Yes. 100%. Because the question is, by Sukkos and by Pesach, the Torah grants you 7 days. What happened to Shavuos? It's only a 1 day young.
There's no Tashlumin, there's Tashlumin.
So the Chacham made it up. And said, you know what, we're going to give you 6 days after Shavuos. Why? Because we saw that there's 7 days by Pesach. So the seven. So we're going to compare all the Yom Tovim together. Midoraisa doesn't seem to indicate that there's no such thing as tashlumin. In fact, normally we apply the rule by korban of our zmanai, but the korban. The time passes, it's finished. What do you mean tashlumin? Can't make something up once it passes. But if it's still the Yom Tov, that's fine. Still the Yom Tov, that's okay. So Shvi Shal Pesach is still the Yom Tov of Pesach. So it's fine. Shmini Atzeres, according to this, is still the Yontif of Sukkos. It's Atzeres Hachag. Therefore, there is a much discussion. Most Achroinim Paskin, that if you said it's Yom Chag HaSukkos and you remember it after you finished the Shmon Esrei, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Because you did not say a Shmini Atzeres anyway. Rav Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, ruled, no, that he believed that the Marshal was correct, and that fundamentally, Shmini Atzeres is linked to the other. It's Atzeres of the Chag. Atzeres Tiyalachem. A hold back of what? It's a hold back of what? Of Sukkos. It's a hold back of Sukkos. And therefore, he said, Bidi Ever. He disagreed with the Chayadim, the Mishnah Berurah, who said that you're supposed to go ahead and repeat the Shmon Esrei. He said, if you said it's Yom Chag HaSukkos, you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei.
Even in Musaf, with a different korban?
That's a different issue. That's a different issue. Because there, let's assume you didn't say the korban at all. You yoytze the mitzvah. Yoytze. All you have to say is, k'moshe k'saftal anim b'sar v'secha. That's it. We had that on Ashur and Rosh Hashanah. Kev and Omar of Saras v'kas of Leymar, shuv en etzarach. So you don't have to mention it at all. But so in Musaf, you'll be yoytze Musaf. If you daven Musaf, and say this, yom chag ha-sukkos, and mekadosh yisrael v'azman. Yes. Yeah. So all of the, yeah.
In mentioning, I was wondered by after Rabbah Maron, Arachman, are you supposed to say Sukkos Tavon Ophelos?
No, because you don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the mere fact that there are different halachos for day number 1 versus day number 8 is not so unusual either. In relationship to Pesach,
You don't have to eat matzah on the seventh day of Pesach. You only have to eat, the Gemara is going to talk about it in a second. You only have to eat matzah the first night. So that doesn't mean that Shvi Shel Pesach is not part of Pesach. It is. And hence, you don't make another Shechiyanu. So there was plenty of good reason to assume that there would be no Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres due to the fact that it really is part and parcel of the Yontiv of Sukkos. As we will learn later, we do say, and we consider Shmini Atzeres to some extent a regel b'fnei atzma, to some extent. What? Right, in Avelis, right, we have a split decision about our Avelis. Some say that, happens to be Rabbeinu Hananel's opinion, we'll learn it next week, when the Gemara says that it's regel b'fnei atzma, he learns in Lishto Avelis, if somebody passes away on Chol HaMoed, right, so you bury him on Chol HaMoed, and what do? You start seeing Shiva after Yontif. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Shiva. And Shmini Atzeres is Mevatel Shloishim. So if somebody dies 2 days before Sukkos, Sukkos is Mevatel Shiva, Shmini Atzeres takes her to Shloishim, and that's it. And other Rishonim say, no, that's not what the word regal means at all. And that Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel anything. We have a compromise decision. Our halacha is a compromise. Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel Shiva, but it counts as another 7 days. Another 7 days. So if somebody buried on Chol HaMoed, you count X number of days, 6 days, right? Shmini Atzeres counts like a full seven. Full seven. So they're up to 13. Simchas Torah is days 14. And then now you're left with whatever is left. Left with whatever left for Shloshim. And if somebody died before Sukkos, so the first day of Sukkos is Mevatel Shiva, 7 days of Sukkos is 14, Shmini Atzeres is 7 more is 21, now you have 9 days left of, Simchas Torah is 22, you have 8 days left of Shloshim. So we count Shmini Atzeres as a regel, not completely, as a regel, but to some features. So our Gemara says that you do not, you do recite a Shechiyanu based on the fact that Sukkah, Lulav, and Nisuch HaMayim don't appear at all. So now the Gemara is going to try to document from a Pasuk perspective that this is indeed true. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Belug, Hoya Menaseh Kol Shmona, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that on Shmini Atzeres there was Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres as well. Not only did they have wine libations, but they also had a water pouring on the Mizbeah, not only for the 7 days of Sukkos, but on Shmini Atzeres as well. Choluk b'beis dvarim. So Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkos with only two things. No lulav and no sukkah. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi aybazai, Shvii shel Pesach nami. Harei choluk b'achilas matzah. Shvii shel Pesach also is different than Pesach, the first day, based on the fact that the first day of Pesach, the first night of Pesach, you're obligated to eat a kezayis of matzah. And the rest of Pesach, no chiyuv to eat matzah. Just not allowed to eat chametz. But there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So therefore asks the Gemara, by right you should recite a Shehechiyanu on the eve of the seventh night of Pesach, just as our Gemara is proposing that you recite Shechiyanu on the eve of Shmini Atzeres, because it's a separate Yontov. What creates the fact that it's a separate Yontov? Different set of halachas. That's the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara. How do I know that the Amar Mar Laila Rishona Chova Mikanva Elech Rishus? First night of Sukkah of Pesach, you're mandated to eat matzah. The rest of the Yontav of Pesach, it's Rishus. You want to eat bread? Eat matzah. You don't want to eat bread? Don't eat bread. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. How can you compare it to? Hasam milayla chaluk miyom eno chaluk. Hacha afilu miyom nami chaluk. Can't compare Shmini Atzeres to Shvi Shel Pesach. Because Shvi Shel Pesach
is not only different when from the first day, it's different entirely from the Yontov of what? Of Sukkos. From the Yontov of Pesach. The feature that you don't have to eat matzah is not unique to the seventh day of, to the sixth day of Pesach. It's not unique to the fifth. It starts all the way to first day. The first night and the first day are already different in that regard. The first night and the first day are already different. Sukkah has no distinctions between day number one till day number seven. The mitzvah of Sukkah is applicable all 7 days. The mitzvah of lulav is applicable all 7 days. When does something finally change? On the eve of the arrival of Shemini Atzeres. Whereas by matzah, the change was not did not arrive on the eve of the seventh night of Pesach. The change already took place on the first day of the Yontov of Pesach, because there's no chiyuv to eat matzah after the first night. All you have to eat is a kezayis the first night. So therefore, the Gemara's argument is says you can't compare the two, and we understand fully well why you should recite a Shechayanu on Shemini Atzeres, but you do not recite a Shechayanu on Shemini Atzeres Pesach. I want to read to you. I didn't have it, can't attend because I don't have a copy of this, and I couldn't even find it in the Bar Ilan. It's called Sefer Habatim. Anybody know about any history of Sefer Habatim? But I saw this quoted. Sefer Habatim. It's something like a smag, but it's not the smag. It's not the baham. Because that we have. So listen to what he says. Uma shebos hashvisa b'shvi'i, that which comes on the sixth day, on the seventh day of Pesach, that there is an Issa Malacha on Pesach, Ein hi me'inyan Chag HaMatzot. It's not because it's related to Chag HaMatzot. B'shvi'i ki hashvisa barishon hu zecher letzias Mitzrayim. The fact that you can't do Malacha on the first day of Pesach, that's because Pesach is zecher letzias Mitzrayim. U'bashvi'i hu zecher lekriyas Yamsuf. And on the Shvi'i, its origin is the fact that we're commemorating Kriyas Yamsa. Now listen to this. V'yore al mashikosu batora sheshes yomim tochal matzos u'bayoyim ha-Shvi'i atzeres l'Hashem alokecha. Wow. Look how he's reading that pasuk, sheshes yomim tochal matzos u'bayoyim ha-Shvi'i atzeres l'Hashem alokecha. How do we read that pasuk Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzos? What is it linked to? Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Namely, the entire Yom Tov of Pesach is called Chag HaMatzos. So why sometimes does the Torah say Shivas Yomim Matzo Tochelu? Eat matzah for 7 days. It says that several times in Parshas Bo. And one time in Parshas Ere'e, does the Torah say Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzot? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion in Pesachim, 6 days is Rishus, 1 day it's Chol. 6 days you have an option. If you want to eat bread, you have to eat matzah, can't eat chametz. And 1 day you're mandated to eat matzah. Which of the first day are obligated to? Ba'erev Tochal Matzos at night. But there is no doubt that the entire 7 days of Pesach are rightfully called Chag HaMatzos. This Sefer Habatim, I'm going to try to do some homework as to who he is and you know what he represents, says no. The pasuk of Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzos is to teach me that Chag HaMatzos is only 6 days. Only 6 days. Ubayoyim hashvi'i in that same time. Atzeres tiyon lachem, kol ha'atzoy nasem. Just don't do malacha. But it's not Chag HaMatzos. What is it? Chag l'zecher kriyas yamsuf. The yoto to remember kriyas yamsuf. Ubayoyim hashvi'i atzeres l'ashem. So the question is,
He asks, if that's the case, if my analysis is correct, what should happen? See, he asks that question. And he writes, Ki b'yom hashvi kashur liyom harishonim b'isur achilas chametz. V'gam shava b'inin hakarbanos. The isur, no one would ever say, even the Sefer Abak, that the isur of chametz is limited to 6 days. In fact, you'd have to be, a real Karaite to say that. Even a Karaite couldn't say that. So since there's a common feature that the isur chametz extends 7 days, and the korbano sequence is identical, whenever korban musaf is brought, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven is identical. Therefore, they said it's obviously still connected to the Yantav of Pesach, despite the fact that it's not Chag HaMatzos. It's not Chag HaMatzos. It's a separate Yantav. It's Chag of Kriyas Yamsuf. So why don't you say a Shechianu? Because there are links by virtue of two connections. The Isur of Chametz plus the Korban phenomenon. But the Yantav of Shmini Atzeres, as the Gemara will say in 2 seconds, has a different sequence of Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres. The sequence of Sukkos is interrupted, and there is no Lulav, no Sukkah. Yeah. Have a question?
No, the Hasidim in Kabrot.
On when? Yeah, this will be a good thing. That's correct. It's not.
Shmini.
But on Shmini, right. Not on Shvi. That's correct. Yeah. And I just I never heard that before, of interpreting the pasuk Sheishis Yomim Tochal Matzos to say that the 6 days are called Chag HaMatzos. Yeah.
Two things. Korban isn't just a coincidence, the exact same sequence. It says Ka'ela. I mean, it clearly is linked as a 7 day Yantav.
Right. Ka'ela Tasu Layom Shivas Yamin.
It's not just like what happens to be the exact same formula.
Right.
It says Ka'ela.
Right. So that's linking it. Exactly. It's not just a coincidence. You're right. It's telling you that the same Korban Musaf on day number one, it should be offered day number two. That's correct. And day number seven.
That's a good reason to separate Shmini from the rest.
Correct. That's what the Gemara is going to say. 2 seconds.
So, would it be a problem with Batosif if you have Matzah on the seventh day? It's a 6 day under. It's really sequence.
You'll ask him that, Kasha, when you meet him in the street.
I don't know who he is.
I don't know. You've got to find out who he is first. Yeah. Yeah. What? Some guy in Lakewood? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue on to the Gemara. Now, so the first explanation as to why Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov is based on the fact that it has separate halachas. No sukkah, no lulav, and no nisa chamayim according to everybody except Rabbi Yehuda. There are going to be three other answers as to what makes Shmini Atzeres distinct. Ravina Omar, he gives another answer. Zeh chaluk mishilafanav, v'zeh chaluk mishilifneifanav. One thing is that you can't compare Shvi Shel Pesach to what? To Shmini Atzeres, because the difference by Shmini Atzeres is only yesterday, today, lifanav. The difference by Pesach is not only to yesterday, but it's shelifneifanav. The difference is only highlighted going back to day number one. So you can't make a big deal about a change that takes place from day seven to day one. That's not a big deal. Because if you've gotten used to already, the change already took place on day number two. However, Rishonim asked that question.
No, sure.
But it's not a yontif. No, they don't have shabbos. Because Cholamoid, you never make a shechiyah on Cholamoid. Not, they could have said, had the second day of yontif been endowed with Kedushas Hayoyim, then you might be entitled to say, had the second day of Pesach been Kedushas Hayoyim Midda'oraisa, then you might say, as our Gemara does, that you would make a Shechiyahu the second night of Pesach. Why? Because the first night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and the second night of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. But there is no such discussion in the Gemara, because second day of Pesach is not Yom Tov, it's only Chol HaMoed.
and on Chol HaMoed, you never recite Shechiyanu in the first place. But the many Rishonim make that point. Progress report. That's it. That's good. So that's what Ravina says. Cholukoya lifanav, but not lifnei fanav. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, no. It's a more basic distinction is from the Torah text itself. Hacha ksiv par, hasam ksiv parim. There, in relationship to Shmini Atzeres, it says you're supposed to bring par echad, ayel echad, which is the standard Karban Masav, and shivach vasim. That's the standard Karban Masav. Par echad, ayel echad, shivach vasim b'nei shana. For every yant, every Rosh Chodesh, that's what it is. However, Sukkos, you always bring parim, starting off with 13, shlosha sare parim, then you go down to 7. So since the sequence of parim reducing from 7 does not go down to 6, but it suddenly becomes par echad, one bull, as part of the Karban Musaf, is an indication that it's a separate Yom Tov. So that in and of itself, you don't need the fact that there are different halachot. The Torah itself makes an indication that Shmini Atzeres is separated from the rest of the days of Sukkos. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Omar, Hacha Ksiv Bayom, Hasam Ksiv Ubayom. That for the 7 days of Sukkos, everybody knows this Kriyas HaTorah, Bayom Hasheni, right? Whatever it is, Bayom Hasheni, Bayom Hashlishi, Bayom. And what does it say here? Here it says, so by Sukkos it always says, Ubayom Hasheni, Ubayom Hashlishi, Ubayom Harevi. By Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't say Ubayom Hashmini. It says Bayom Hashmini. So obviously, if the Vav is taken away deliberately, it indicates that days 6 is connected to 7, 5 to 4, and so on and so forth. But day 8 is not connected to day number 7. Otherwise, the Torah would have introduced in Parshas Pinchas, U Bayom Hashmini Atzeres Tiyolachem. So that's Rav Papa's explanation. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar. Excuse me, Rav Ashi Omar. Hacha Ksiv Kamishpat. Hasam Ksiv Kamishpatam. It doesn't always say Kamishpatam, so Rashi points that out. It doesn't say every day. But one of the days, I think the sixth day, it says Kamishpatam. So Kamishpatam means that you're supposed to bring the minachos, the mincha, and the nisachim, kimishpatam, like all the other days. So if it says like all the other days, there is a comparison of day number 6 at least to day number 5 and day number 4, so they're all connected. By Shmini Atzeres, it just says kamishpat. Kamishpat means in it based on its own set of laws, not necessarily emulating the standard that exists by others. Hence, Shmini Atzeres has to be a different yantiv. So now the Gemara says, Lema Mesayale. Let us bring support for this particular halacha, that indeed Shmini Atzeres is considered as a separate Yom Tov, based on the following machloikis. Haporim ho'elim v'hakvasim me'akvin ze'ezeh. That if for one reason or another, in the Beis HaMikdash, they cannot bring all of the required parim, then not only do you not bring the parim, but you don't bring the Elim and the Kvasim either. So if you can't bring the appropriate number of bulls, then you don't bring the rams and the shepsel or the sheep either. Because each part of a mitzvah is ma'akev one another. That's the first opinion. This is part of a much broader machloikis. Whenever you have individual parts to a mitzvah, how do we look at the sum total of the parts? Do they constitute one united mitzvah? In which case, failure to observe detail A negates the entire mitzvah? Or do we say, no, the various components of a mitzvah are to be identified as a separate mitzvah, and the absence of A does not necessarily impede you to perform mitzvah B. For example, okay, the most famous example, Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So if you should be, and it's a machloikis, should you believe that Tefillin are me'akvin ze'ezeh, so for some reason a person broke his arm, and his cast goes all the way to the shoulder, he will now be exempt from wearing tefillin, shel yad. Why? Because he can't sartam lo yisal yadecha, can't be any chatzitza between his arm and his muscle with a tefillin gun. Such a person will not be able to wear tefillin shel rosh either. Why? Because the mitzvos tefillin are ma'akvin zezeh. We happen to paskin by tefillin that they're not ma'akvin zezeh. So somebody who has a cast on his up to his shoulder will wear tefillin shel rosh. Or somebody who lost his tefillin shel rosh will just put on tefillin shel yad. No problem. Because they're not ma'akvin zezeh. There is a discussion, no one ever said it, but there's a discussion whether kriya shma shel shachris and kriya shma shel arvis are to be considered one mitzvah. And if you didn't fulfill both, you get credit for none. So conceptually, you can hear that machlokes. So the first opinion is that in relationship to the Korban Musaf, if you don't bring the totality of that which the Torah requires, you can't bring anything. They are ma'akev one another. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Parim ein ma'akvin zezeh, shahare mismatin v'holchen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Elim and Kvasim are ma'akev one another because they are constant. There is never a difference. They're always Elim Shinayim and Kvasim and Shinah. How many? Abasar Tamimim. 14. So there are 14 Shepzela and 7 ram and 2 rams every single day. But Parim go down from 13 to 12, to so on and so forth. And as a result, we see that day number 2 is not really like, you know, can live without one of the parim. So if you can live without one of the parim on day number 2, and on day number 3 you can live without 2 of the parim, so the parim are never ma'akev. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that they're never ma'akev. Says the Gemara, Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, V'haolo kulon mismatin v'holchen b'shmini. They all are what? They all suddenly what? Disappear on Shmini. You don't bring two rams on Shmini Atzeres, you only bring one ram. You don't bring 14 shepsel on Shmini Atzeres, you only bring shivach vasin. And so don't bring any proofs that what? That the bulls reduce? All of them reduce. So why do you distinguish between what? Between Parim on the one hand and Elim and Shna and the Kvasim? Says Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim, please, don't bring him any proofs from Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you know why it goes down and changes the Elim and the Kvasim? Because it's a separate Yom Tov. But Sukkis is not a separate Yom Tov. If it's not a separate Yom Tov, under those circumstances, the fact that they are not, that they are reducing, indicates that they're not as indispensable. Since the number goes down and it's the same Yom Tov, they're not indispensable. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda sticks to his guns and says, the fact that there is a reduction of Elim and Kvasim between Hoshana Rab and Shmini Atzeres proves absolutely nothing. Because Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzma. So therefore, everything can change. But the fact that you can get away without a different par, different number of parim on day number 1 to day number 2, shows that parim is not as significant, and therefore he holds parim ein ma'akvin the others. Only the elim and the kvasim are ma'akev, but if you're missing parim, you can bring elim and kvasim.
Do the Rambam agree with him?
What?
Do the Rambam agree with him?
No, they disagree. This was his response. They still believe they're ma'akvin, and his response was a good one. We don't know if they changed their mind or not. We don't know. This was the dialogue. Okay. So the Gemara proves that Shmini Atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzma from the response of Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim.
It's a shitas yachid.
No, but he just, okay, but he wants to show the logic behind it. The Chacham didn't have a good response for it. Good, a good response for it. Now, I just want to examine this one halacha for a second. Okay? The parim go down 13 to 12 to 11 to 10 and so on and so forth. I ask you to flash your memories to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. Those of you losing the Daf Yomi will come across it another 2-3 days. Everybody remembers the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Whether Chanukah lights are supposed to go Mosif V'Holech, the way Hillel says, you go 1 to 8, or Poches V'Holech, go down. So, one of the arguments that Shammai offers, why do we go down by Chanukah? Because Pari HaChag. By Sukkot, the number of bulls go from 13 to 7. So they're going down, so Chanukah is also... I'm not going to discuss now what the connection Chanukah and Sukkot is. Historically, there's much connection. Much connection. But that's not found today. But what is Hillel's response? Why did it go up? Because Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Arid. Because you're always supposed to go up. So someone asked the Rav, if that's the case, why indeed do the Purim go down on Sukkot? If there is a rule that what? That you're supposed to be Malam B'Kodesh, so on the first day of Sukkot, we should have brought 7. I know you want to get to 7. 70 Purim to somehow correspond to the Shimon, 70 nations. But why do we go down 13 to 7, and then Hillel has to say, oh, Malam B'Kodesh B'Chanukah, you go from 1 to 8. Why doesn't Shammai say, hey, Reb Hillel, how come the Karbanos don't go down from 7 to 13? Why do they go down? So the Rav says, good question. And he responded in the following fashion. He said, you have to check it. He said, the halach of Ma'al B'Kodesh Ve'im Aridin might be, according to Shammai, only a halacha within a series, within a unit. Within a given unit, go up, go Malam B'Kodesh. The whole idea of Sukkot is borrowing from that famous Bach. Why do we say full Hallel every single day of Sukkot, and we don't say full Hallel every day of Pesach? Says the Bach, Chalukin Hein B'Korban Oseh. Because there is a different korban every single day. So what? Because they have a different korban? One less bull. That makes it have to say Hallel again? Because the theory is, you only say Hallel the first day of Yom Tov. Forget about the Rabbanon that you're supposed to say all 7. The rule of Pinky is, whenever you say Hallel, you say full Hallel. Whenever you say half Hallel, means Alpidin, you don't say any Hallel. There ain't no such animal according to the Brice of half Hallel. Either you say whole Hallel, you say no Hallel. So all of Pesach, you're only supposed to say Hallel one day, first day Yom Tov. That's it. Why? Because the second day Yom Tov is a repetition of the first day Yom Tov. And you only say Hallel once per Yom Tov. So why do we say Hallel all the 8 days of Sukkot? So apparently, each day of Yom Tov is considered a separate day. Why is it considered a separate day? By virtue of the fact that it has a different Korban Musaf. How different is the Korban Musaf? One little bull. One bull less already creates a different identity for day number 2. It's not day number 1. Day number 3 is not day number 2. And so on and so forth. Therefore, suggested the Rav that perhaps that's why the rule of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Aridin doesn't apply to Pari Achar. Because each one is an independent Yom Tov. If it's independent, the sequence of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Aridin may not necessarily have to apply, and that Hillel's opinion, Shammai's opinion was that the rule only applies within a sequence. And that's why Hillel will say, okay, the Chanukah is always related. One day of Chanukah, they're all related. So it goes up. But Hillel will say, Pari Achag don't go up, because it doesn't have to be bound by that restriction, due to the fact that conceptually, even though Lama'a said it's hard to see it, but conceptually we identify each Chag, each day of the Yom Tov, as a different Yom Tov. But the kasha is a good is better than the teretz. The kasha is a good kasha. Why doesn't the rule of Malam Bakardesh then govern the halacha of the korbanos?
Why are we assuming more korbanos is more kadosh?
No, because it's no. You just because I would imagine that
the assumption that a bigger number means more bigger number of animals.
Well, then why are two lights more than more bigger number than three lights?
It's more lights.
Maybe it's mikra kodesh is only the first day. That's the most kadosh.
Okay, more persuminisa. So here, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu would be destroying more nations. You know, first he's only destroying seven nations. Next, eight nations. And nine.
Well,
he's the caravan. No. We're destroying them. Eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here. And we'll continue next week as the Gemara begins to develop further distinctions, and we'll spend Tosfos will spend a lot of time on the mitzvah of Lina. Is one obligated to spend the night after Shmini Atzeres in Yerushalayim or not? Because whenever there is a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you can't come to Yerushalayim and leave that same day. You always have to spend a night, not necessarily in the Inbal, because they rip you off. But you have to spend a night in Yerushalayim someplace. Does the chiyuv of Lina apply to Shmini Atzeres or not? So that's going to be one of the major discussions, as well as eventually getting to Pazar Kashav. Yeah.